Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We are grateful to have you with us this day. And we thank God for you. And we thank God for you. We thank God for your presence. Yes, yes, yes. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, yes. Yeah. So many things are going on today, but we put all our trust in our almighty God, huh? Mm-hmm. In our almighty God. We trust him. No matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on, we trust God. We just thank him today. We thank him. We thank him because if it had not been for Jesus, huh? If it had not been for him, where would we be? I know I'm talking to someone. Somebody is agreeing with me that if it had not been for Jesus, where would they be today? Yeah. Where would you be? Yes, yes. And we just thank God. We thank God for Jesus. And we just thank him for Jesus. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you for this day. Thanking you for this opportunity that you alone has given us, God. Oh, Master, we are just so grateful for the many things that you're doing, oh, God. We know, God, that you're blessing us, and you continue to bless us, Master. And we're just grateful today, God. We just come today to lift our leaders, oh, God. Yes, we lift up leaders, oh, God. We lift up leaders all over the land, God. Oh, Master, we ask, oh, God, that the leaders will rise up, oh, God, and show that they can be accountable, oh, God, and that they can be represented of you, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, oh Master, we call on you today. Lift up our children, God. Oh Master, the children, oh God. We know that the children are all over, oh God, and some of them are looking for their parents, God. They don't know where their moms are. They don't know where their dads are, their sisters, their siblings. Oh, God, we call on you, Master, because we know, God, that you see everything. There's nothing that's hidden from you, oh, God. You're omnipresent, oh, God, and we call on you in their behalf, God. Master, we look at those that are in the hospitals, God. Those that are sick in their bodies, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch, oh God, to breathe on them, oh God, as only you can do. Oh, Master, we ask you now in the name of Jesus, yeah, that we will give you all the praise. We will give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. And we thank God. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him because we are saved by grace. Hallelujah. Saved by grace. Yeah, we didn't save ourselves. It was all through the grace of God that we are here today, that we are standing, that we are breathing, that we have our mind. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. It's all through the grace of God. Nothing that we have done. It's through his grace and his mercy. Oh, yes, 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 his grace and mercy. And we thank him. Yeah, we thank him because he alone has done these great things. He alone, no one else has done it, only through the grace of God. And we give him praise and we give him adoration. We acknowledge him. We acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank him. We thank him for this opportunity to come and to share and to rightfully divide the word of truth. Because this is why we're here. We thank God. We know that we have been talking about the different parts of the body and how the body functions and how the body can function for God.
And we're going to continue with this teaching as we go right into our lesson today. Your host here is Minister Janice, and again, Victorious Living Ministry. We all have arrived on earth in different stages of our lives. We have arrived. We didn't all come at the same time. God, who has created each one, he's created each one of us, has always had a blueprint for our design, along with the plans of how we are to continue to progress, to progress on earth. Yeah, the plan. He has the plan. Female as well as males has become major projects, project keepers. Who has been appointed by God to care for those who are crawling and not walking. Are you listening to me? For those who are crawling and not walking yet. We all have heard, the saying, we crawl before we walk. Usually this saying is for a child or for an infant because we know he or she cannot walk yet. So they crawl. They crawl first. And secondly, they walk. We see this, and we know this is the process. Are you with me? Are you with me? This is the process. The process is that we crawl first, and then we walk. Yeah, stay with me. Stay with me because we're going somewhere. We use this saying, crawl before you walk, in other situations. In other situations, we use it. We may not say it all the time, but there have been times when we use it. For instance, in business, you crawl first, and then you walk. Next, we see this saying is used even in a partnership. The relationship has to crawl first, and then it walks. Then it rejuvenates, and then it continues. We crawl before we walk, even in relationships. We crawl before we walk. Yeah, when we crawl, we see plenty of things we should not touch. Think about it. When you were young, you crawled and you had to be told, don't touch that. Don't. So overall, all crawling is not really the position that we should remain in. See, we're not going to remain in this position of crawling. I need you to stay with me. At some point, we will walk. Yeah, why? Walking means growth. Walking is very beneficial for us. Walking reduces stress. Walking improves our sleep. It improves our immune system. It lowers our blood pressure. Walking helps circulation. Are you with me? Walking is our topic tonight. Walking. Think about how God sees us when we are when we begin to crawl, when we hear that we are what? Babes in Christ. Hallelujah. Think about it. Then we graduate from the milk. We're not sucking a bottle anymore. We're not being breastfed. Come on. But now we begin to grow up a little bit. And we begin to taste that savory flavor of the meat. We want the meat. We want the meat. How many meat eaters do we have? How many meat eaters? You love the meat. Yeah. So here we see in Matthew 14 and 22. I need you to turn quickly. Yeah, in Matthew 14. They're going to try and explain a little bit more about our spiritual walk. Yeah, and verse 22, it says here, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side while he sent the multitude away. Yeah, and I hear what is actually going on here, that just think about it. When Jesus was on the ground, when he was appearing, when he was, and when people found out that Jesus was coming, or Jesus was going to have a meeting here in a certain section, think about the auditoriums or the different temples or the different churches. They were all filled. They were filled. The land, the mountainsides were filled with people. Yeah, it was hard to get through because the multitudes wanted to see Jesus. Think about it. Think about it. So immediately after this, Jesus made his disciples to get back into the boat. And he said for them to get in the boat, and he wanted to teach them to how to cross on the other side. On the other side of what? On the other side of the lake. Yeah. And when he sent, as he was sending the people, he was telling the people that, like we see today, the service is over. It's time for you to leave. It's time for you to depart. Yeah. Because he was showing the disciples where he wanted them to go. Yeah, yeah. Verse 23 says, and afterwards he went up into the hills by himself. He went up there to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Think about it. Is it very necessary for all of us to get quiet? Is it necessary for us to get quiet sometime? Point. Quietness is needed to hear from God. Hallelujah. Quietness is needed to hear from God. Yeah, yeah. Verse 24 says, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea. Think about it. They were supposed to be crossing over. Mm-hmm. But the ship was in the middle of the sea, and it tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. The wind was extremely high. Can you imagine? Close your eyes and think that you're in this big ship, and all of a sudden the waters are going high. The waves are coming over. And everybody know when this happens, you're in a panic. You're in a panic state. Mm-hmm. So in all of this, the disciples were in trouble. They were far away. They were far away from the land. For a strong wind had risen up, and they were fighting the heavy waves. They were fighting. They were determined they were going to fight. Verse 25 says, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them. How did Jesus do that? Jesus, he already sent them over. He told, he wanted to teach them how to go on the other side. Yeah. So here we see in the fourth watch. So in the fourth watch, what we're talking about here is like in the wee-wee hours of, this is what we say, the wee-wee hours of the morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just before the break of dawn. Come on now. Stay with me. Here comes Jesus. And he began to walk. Mm-hmm. But this walk that he's taking, now remember our word tonight is walk. And this walk that Jesus is taking is extremely a different walk. It's a walk that has never been seen before. Never been seen. No one has tried to attempt this. No one has actually been able to do this. Jesus was walking on water. Are you listening to me? Jesus was walking on the sea. Yeah. Where the water was troubled, the waves were high. Hey, here comes Jesus. Yeah, look at that. Mm-hmm. So this was about 3 o'clock. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. Like I said, the wee-wee hours, the break of dawn. Verse 26 says, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. Ooh, they were so troubled because think about it. Most of the time, Jesus had on the garments that they wore were long robes. They were long robes. Yeah. Think about it. You're out there. You're in the darkness. And the waves are kind of high right now. And all of a sudden, you see this. It's like a vision. You see this shadow. You see this object. But you can't. You don't have the clarity as to who or what it is. So they begin to cry out. They begin to cry out of fear. Fear sets in. So when the disciples saw him, they screamed in terror, thinking that this was a ghost. This was a ghost that had come to haunt them. This was a ghost that had come to taunt them. Verse 27 says, but straightway, Jesus spoke unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Glory to God. Be not afraid. Just like he said, peace, be still. Huh? Peace, be still. When Jesus speaks, he said, it is I. It is I. Jesus spoke to them quickly at once. It's all right. He said, I am. I am here. Do not be afraid. Verse 28 says, Peter answered him and said, Lord, thou bid me to come unto thee on the water. If it's you, Lord, tell me to come. What he's saying here? Then Peter called him and said, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come and to walk on the water, just like you. If it's you, do that. If, hypothetical, if, without doubt, if, with doubt, yeah, doubt is present. Yeah, doubt, because he's not sure. So he's saying, if it's you. How many times have Jesus asked? He asked, how many times have Jesus has come to you, bidding you to come to him and to walk? How many times have he said that to you? How many times have he bid you to come, to get up and to walk? How many times have he said, stop, stop your crying, huh? And be reminded, and he reminds you about your diet. He comes and reminds you about the diet that you're on. What am I talking about? He comes and reminds you that you are no longer on milk, that now you're eating meat. Mm-hmm. So what he's saying is, you're no longer crawling, huh? Now you are of age. You have grown up in the Word, and it's time for you to stand up and walk. How many times? How many times have he said that to you? How many times that you can actually say he has actually come and bid you to come on and to walk? And to walk. Look at that. Yeah, look at that. We're in Matthew 14, and we're on verse 29, and it says, all right. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, all right, come. So Peter went over to the other side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. Now, how was he able to do that? He stayed focused. He heard the voice of God. There was a dialogue going. He told God, if it's you, call me and for me to come. Bid me. I will come. And he was obedient to what had been said. Look at that. So he's walking what? By faith. Glory to God. He's walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. How many of you can actually say that you've learned to walk by faith and not by sight? That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, says that we walk by faith and not by sight. So we don't have to see it. We just believe it within our heart. Yeah, we believe. Glory to God. Yeah. And when we believe, we move with belief. Yeah. We move it with belief. We don't stay still in belief. We move in belief. Look at that. Look at that. Verse 30 says, but when he looked around at the high waves, he was terrified and began to sink. And then he began to say, save me. Save me, Lord. Save me. Why did he have to say, save me. What had happened? What had happened? Look at that. He began to do what? He began to he began to look around. He took his eyes off the master. And he began to entertain fear. Are you listening to me? How many times have God had to tell us, tell you, tell me? I'm not going to exclude me. How many times? Be not afraid. I am. I'm here. I'm with you. I never leave you, nor will I forsake you. You don't have to be afraid. Glory to God. Look at that. Look at verse 30. But when he looked around, he looked at the high waves. Yeah, he was terrified, and he began to sink. He began to fall. He began to really drown at that moment. Are you listening to me? How many times have our Father had to come and to remind us that in Psalms 119, 105 says, your word, and the word went forth because Jesus said, come. So that's his word. His word said to come. So his word is a lamp. It's a lamp unto my feet. And it's a light unto my path. So if it is a lamp, what does a lamp do? A lamp gives out light. It generates light. So you have the ability to see. And you're able to what? Walk. So you're actually moving. Because you're no longer afraid, because your eyes, hallelujah, is watching God. Your eyes is watching our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're no longer concerned about the trials and the tribulation. You're no longer distracted because you're watching an almighty God. You only know what? You know his voice. Hallelujah. Hey, you're not wondering, is that you? You're no longer in that state. Because you're not crawling anymore. Am I talking to anybody? Am I talking to somebody who realized that it's time for you to get up, pull up your boots, and walk? Pull your shoulders back. It's time for you to walk. Crawling is over. Hallelujah. You're no longer on milk. Hallelujah. You're eating meat. The meat is the word of God. The meat is the voice of God who speaks to us daily, hallelujah, through the Holy Spirit. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Look at that. Look at what's happening. Peter. Save me, Lord. He said, save me, Lord. Yeah, he went into a panic. How many times we go into a panic? Why? Because we get our mind off of who God is. We get our mind off the abilities of God. And we entertain Satan when he tells us we can't do. We don't have the ability. Where is your God? You're all alone. When we entertain Satan, we are defeated foes. We are defeated. We are a defeated foe for entertaining to somebody. Clear your ears. Clear your ears right now. Take authority over what you hear and let the enemy know that you no longer, I said no longer, you're no longer entertaining him. Now your ears are going to be clear for the voice of God, who will command you to rise up and walk. He will command you, hallelujah. Yeah, look at that. Verse 30 says, but when he looked around. He looked around. He looked around at the high waves. He was terrified. Terrified. Instantly. Fear. Instantly. Frightened. Instantly overwhelmed with the situation. And things come to us every day that causes us to be overwhelmed, to go into fear, go into shock, go into fearfulness. Frightened. Yeah. Insecure. Look at that. Where is God? Where is our God? Instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and he grabbed him. Glory to God. He said he would never leave you. He said he would always be with you. So that means from the period of crawling until the period where you are no longer able to walk. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm talking to somebody. God, hallelujah. He's with us. His Holy Spirit, it comes to lead and it comes and guide us. It brings us to a place of truth. Yeah, where we can sit and we could dwell and we could sup. Hallelujah. Sup with him. Glory to God. Look at this. Instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and grabbed him. He said, "You don't have much faith." Jesus said, "Why did you doubt me?" That's the question. Why? Why did you doubt me? You know who I am. You done been with me. You know what my words say. What's going on? Why would you doubt me? Ask your question. Ask that. Why? Mm-hmm. We walk by faith. Faith is something that moves us. We move with faith. No matter what it looked like, no matter what's going on, we trust what? God. No matter. No matter what the enemy sends our way. It says, instantly Jesus reached out and grabbed him. 32 says, and when they climbed back onto the boat, the wind stopped. Just that quick. Just that thing in God. At the very moment, you trust God. No matter what the enemy does, you trust God. Am I talking to anybody? How many times have he had to remind you how you have grown up? That you are no longer drinking milk. You're no longer on that diet. Now you're walking. Now you're standing tall. Yes. How many times has he had to reach his hand out? Huh? How many times he had to reach his hand out to grab you? How many times have you had to do that? Yeah. For you to get up. Get up. Try walking. Get up. To rise up. And walk. And not only just walk today, but continuously walk in his word. Walk in his way. How many times have he done that? How many times have we said, Lord, I want to walk. I want to stand tall. That's my desire, God. My desire is to be able to stand tall and to walk and not to give in and not to be fearful and not to be frightened. Oh, God, my desire is to have faith. Have faith and trust in you. And you alone, oh, God, I desire to trust. You, oh, God, huh? You made heaven and you made earth. God, you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. Oh, God, you own everything. I got to trust you, God. I got to trust you when I can't even trace you. I got to trust you when I can't even see you. I got to just know and believe that you're there. Hallelujah. It's time to get up. It's time to walk. It's time to realize that your word, the word of God, is a lamp. It's not just a word, but it's a word with light. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this word. We ask, Master, that you open up our understanding so we will receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Arise and walk. We look forward to having you back here on next Friday evening with us, and of course on Sunday with God Favorite Ministry, Pastor Vivian George. It is a blessing to walk. It's time to get up. Crawling, it's time to get up and walk the way God has designed. He has designed you to stand tall. And don't fall for everything. Stand tall. Trust him, no matter what's going on. Amen. Amen.